Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. Discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. But before anyone gets a foot on the boat, we put them into a Sweet 16-style tournament. We argue each round until we decide a winner. Nick, we're catching any views. We decide who steps foot on the boat.
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
Absolutely. We've got it down. It's finally here. All the bumps and sounds you've heard in the night. Don't worry about those. That's bullshit. Yeah. That's horse shit. Never to be talked about again. Forget it. We're talking about the only things that matter here. The only fears as of right now you're allowed to have.
That is correct. We have the silliest, the funniest, the wildest fears.
This isn't fucking funny, Nick. This is real life. This shit affects numbers of people every day.
Scores. At least one, because someone had to put it in a book.
At least scores of people. I don't know.
One person.
Tens of people in this big, beautiful globe of ours are suffering from this.
At least. And so you're right. I should not be belittling these incredibly real fears that, you know, maybe that's what they're just misunderstood. They're underrepresented fears. That's what we'll say. Because, you know, these are
exactly,
we yeah. already did all of your big major fears, your heights, your flying, your
the shadow man, giant snakes, did it.
These fears are just those underrepresented ones that people aren't as aware of. And so we're bringing awareness to this cause. Could we?
You know what's so fucked, Nick? You know what's so fucked up about what we're saying right now? That there is someone out there who's going to see a belly button and be so afraid it'd be the equivalent as if I woke up from a dead sleep surrounded by gorillas with guns. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? They're super strong and they have guns? And I'm scared.
Yep.
Someone's going to see a belly dancer and think this have the same reaction. And that doesn't seem okay.
Is that true, though? Like, I feel bad that I didn't engage in this type of research. But what actually happens? Like, I remember there was like on Maury or something, one of those like daytime talk shows, or Jerry Springer or something, where like there'd be like some chick who's like, I'm afraid of the color purple. And then they'd bring out like Barney or someone in a purple suit and she'd run screaming. And you'd be like, wow, she's actually afraid of it. But then there's a part of me that's always like, I mean, it's Mari.
It's an actor. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
She wasn't afraid of the color purple until she got paid to be afraid of the color purple. And if you want to pay me to be afraid of something, dog, my lines 100%. Are open.
I would love to. But so I need to see this in the wild. Like I need to understand.
Can you imagine? Okay, Nick. The person
physical
is,
response.
Like the person's walking through their house, right?
Yeah.
And they turn the corner and they have a beautiful mirror in their living room and they look into the mirror and they see behind them someone with a knife and they go, ah, shit, fuck! And they take off running out the door and you're like, oh God, they're going to get away from the murder. And they run until they're exhausted and then they fall down in the woods. They take one big breath and they look down and they fell in right in front of a puddle and they see their own reflection and it starts over again. They were scared of the mirror the whole time.
Is it more like, you know, like I have a quote unquote fear of birds. I'm generally speaking, not a big fan overall. I don't like being around them. All types, they can be cute. They can be whatever. I don't like being around birds. But I mostly just become like a dick to everyone around me. Cause I'll just be like, hey, can we not be here? And it's like, Nick, it's a beach with seagulls. It's fine. Like they're more afraid of you than you are of them. And I'm like, that's not that. I'll tell you what. That hasn't always proven to be true in my life.
That's demonstrably wrong because I've seen seagulls take shit from me. You know what I've never done? Take shit from a seagull.
Right.
So there's clearly one of them is definitely more intimidated by the other.
Yeah. So it's like, I would just like to not be here. And then it's like, we want to be on the beach. And so it's like, if someone sees a belly dancer going in, some belly dancing going down, are they just like, hey man, we got to get out of here. I just cannot be around it. It just bothers me to my core to be this near it.
That's the question too. So like, if I'm afraid of belly buttons and I see this fucking beautiful belly Indian woman doing her belly Indian belly dance, and I'm like, oh damn, that's amazing. I'm terrified. Am I more scared of that or like a big fat guy with a big belly? You know, like what?
But, oh yeah, to the degrees to which.
Yeah, what belly? It's because you might fall in the big belly buttons.
Yeah,
you could.
There's deep belly buttons. There are.
But that little one's moving. It's working the angles. It's coming at you.
How do you, I mean, legit. All right, folks, here we are in the final four of underrepresented fears. On the right side of the bracket, we have our Group A champion, Chorophobia, the fear of dance, going up against the Group B champion, Spectrophobia, the fear of mirrors and reflections. And then on the other side, we have Omphalophobia, the fear of belly buttons, going up against the Group D champion, Barophobia, the fear of gravity. Let's just keep going with the belly buttons here. So,
Nick, I think here's what we should do. I think we should just play around in this space. And well, all four of them are in a pool right now, and we'll just pick a winner at the end. Because I have got
so many
thoughts.
You just can't separate them.
I can't separate this fucking wild.
I also just realized that belly dance counts for both.
Yeah.
Actually would be maybe one of the worst. And they got jangle. Is belly dancing one of the greatest fear-causing things of all time? Because they also have a lot of reflective surfaces, right? A lot of shiny items.
Nick, oh my God. And they do have a lot of can't finish your point. I got to do a little bit of research. I'll be right with you. Go on.
Okay. Yeah. Their hips may seem to defy gravity in the way in which they bounce up and down. I guess. I don't know. I'm right. I'm reaching for that one, but
okay, I'm back. Research done. Okay. Nick, does that mean the most terrifying thing in the history of humankind is when at the 2001 Video Music Awards, as presented by MTV, Britney Spears belly danced out with a boa constrictor on her neck? Do you think that sent the world into a fucking tailspin of horror?
Because
I was a kid. I don't remember it. I remember Britney Spears dancing with a snake. So yep. That must have meant that it was a big deal on the news. It could have been.
It was huge. No, it was massive, because it was one of anything that Britney Spears did at that time, especially at the VMAs, was huge. And this is also at the time she's releasing that album. It doesn't matter. That's not important. What I'm telling you is, though, that is wild to me that how many phobias, not even the ones we mentioned, but like straight up, like snakes are a real phobia. So how many people watching that performance would have just been like, this is not for me. Wow. I am uncomfortable. I am terrified of this. Like, do you treat it like a horror movie?
You
like,
must.
Was it a jump scare? Like, that's what I'm saying, is in a show, like you're watching like any television show, and one of the characters, they're in the locker room, and one of the characters just like quickly like takes off their shirt. And are you pop like in a slasher movie when the guy jumps out and you see that belly button? You're like, no. Oh God, I didn't expect that. You're like, they were in the locker room. What did you think was gonna happen?
You gotta take your shirt off. Do you also, when you're watching Britney Spears come out and you're afraid of belly buttons and you get scared, do you own up to that? Or like, oh, is it the snake? I get it. That's a big snake, but don't worry, it's on TV. You're like, yeah, it's the snake. It's the snake I'm scared of.
And to that point, what does if it's on television versus in person mean to you? You know?
Oh my God, right? What if the belly button can't get you, can it hurt you?
These are the questions, Cody. Like, I have to wonder about.
I think we have to count the TV out of this, okay? Because yeah. If you're watching TV in the box, it lives in my house that we all have it. If you go in that box, rules don't apply. So there's no reason in my life I'm ever going to see Britney Spears' belly button or a snake, but I saw it on TV. I'm not going to see zero gravity situations, but I saw it on TV. If you see a mirror on the TV, are they scared of mirrors on TV? Because it doesn't even reflect you.
That doesn't even make sense. Yeah, no, you're right.
That doesn't
even
make any sense.
That doesn't make sense. Yeah. So if we're saying just live in person.
It has to be in person. All the fears from this point forward, we can only discuss about in-person situations.
Okay. So let's just rank. I'm fine if we do an all four. A true fatal four-way. Very rare here, but I'm fine with it because you're right. There's just so many things that are going to bounce around on each other that it's like, let's just get to the bottom of this. Okay.
I don't want to get a wrong answer because we're forced to.
I get
you know? Yeah. So
when we look at like rank on a day-to-day basis, what do you interact with most? Or I guess on the flip side of that, what is the easiest to avoid? Right? Like,
I mean,
gravity, unavoidable.
Unavoidable. It lives inside of you. I'm not going to talk a lot about the old episodes, but do get in there and get that out. You do need to get that gravity out of you.
Get that gravity out of you.
Dig in there, dude.
And some people will tell you then that the mass that you took out, it's just going to get redistributed. And now there's going to be a new center of gravity. You got to take that out too.
Yeah. I'm going to say they're absolutely right. First of all, get that one too.
That is science. So you got to go grab that next piece.
You got to go get that next piece, dude.
You got to keep.
The best way you're going to want to, Melon baller, actually. You're going to want a melon baller, dude. Yep.
A melon bottle and some anesthetic. Because it's I'm going to tell you right now, it's not comfy.
And also fucking bourbon. I like bourbon. I mean, you're going to want something.
Yeah. A nice leather strap. Because no doctor is going to do this. So this is a home procedure.
You're going to have to do this yourself. And you know what? Damn what the doctors say.
Yeah. Don't tell.
You're going to listen to someone who's full of gravity?
Yeah. Come on now. We're here to help you. Okay. And now take our advice. We know what we're talking about. We're scientists. Don't check our degrees. There's no need. Do I randomly have a Bachelor of Science? They'll just tell you, you're like, oh, it was a Bachelor of Science. Oh, that's great. My English degree is a Bachelor. Like, I have friends who are like, my English degree is a Bachelor of Science. And you're like, huh. Okay.
Interesting.
So I guess it means nothing? That, like, term?
Yeah. Yeah, but it means nothing to no one.
Yeah. So, okay, day-to-day basis, what is the easiest to avoid? Because I think that can help us maybe get away. Cancel one right away. Because I'm like, if you
dance,
can avoid this.
I think
this,
you can avoid dance. I can go my whole life without dancing. Do I dance every day? Yes. Like, no one's watching. But
you're going
to
skip out on your own child wedding. You're going to skip out
first of all, we're ranking easiest to avoid, right?
Okay.
So it's easy to avoid dance. Yeah. And if you don't have dance, if you don't have the rhythm of the street, if you don't have the rhythm, you're not going to your kid's wedding because you never made anyone.
You didn't make the love to make the kid.
You got to feel the rhythm.
You didn't do that horizontal mambo.
I'm not saying you have to be a good dancer. I'm just saying you have to feel it.
Sure. Okay. I'm not saying I disagree with you, but I'm trying to go through my life right now. Now, granted, I live with another person, so maybe that's where this takes a turn. Okay. But I'm not dealing with belly buttons that often.
Anytime you shower, though.
You cannot be afraid of your own belly button, right? Like,
okay, so we have to assume you're not afraid of your own belly button?
You're right. I don't know what to assume with this. That's correct. I don't understand, but it feels like from the fear research we've done, the amount of fears we've pulled up, very rarely are people afraid of themselves.
That's true.
Like, we didn't see like a fear of
themselves. They know where their belly button's going. They can avoid
it. Yeah. So, but I'm like, okay, so I live with I see my wife's belly button every day, not to brag, but I'm trying to figure out outside of that though, how many belly buttons am I catching loose in the wild? And is it equal?
We're going to do a little role-playing game here quick, okay?
Okay.
I'm afraid of belly buttons and you're my partner. And I'm going to ask you a simple question and we're just going to play it from here.
Yep, that's fine.
Hey, you're so understanding. Thank you for understanding my fear. But I am going to need you to wear this flesh-colored tape over your belly button for the rest of your life. Every day you got to put a new one on and I don't want to fucking see you do it. I can't.
Thank you. I understand that this is clearly a real thing for you. I've seen your reaction to it, and I understand that this is real for you. I was wondering then, if I do this, will you take out the trash every day?
You already made me give up dog fighting, all right? So I don't see why I gotta keep making all these concessions when you won't even wear the belly tape.
I'm saying I'm happy to wear the belly tape, but I feel like I should get a little something out of this. And the dog fighting was because the cops were coming in on you and your operation was about to get busted. And you know that. And you do know that. So I just feel like that was me trying to better your life. You're actively putting a barrier in my life.
I can take out the trash, but what am I gonna do with these 20 dogs? I don't know what to do with these dogs.
I still believe final combat. One final okay, now, one well, well, is always
the- please. Hey, you gotta put the tape on. I can't even look at you like this.
And scene.
Scene. See, that's how that would go every time. It's a lot to ask someone.
What's wild to me, I had the same thoughts. And I was like, you're gonna have to put some kind of like flesh-colored putty or flesh-colored tape or something. What's wild to me, and I didn't look this up, but I would say my fear of someone not having a belly button is actually like that would bother me so much more to see a non-belly buttoned belly. I guess like I don't even know how to
because
describe,
that's a replicant. You got if you see a non-belly buttoned belly, you gotta just tackle him right there. And get
that's
some
what
fucking
I'm, that's
answers.
What I'm saying is
you
like
gotta get some answers.
Everything in my life has told me if it does not have a belly button, it is here to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
This is now a murder. This is a murder weapon. This is a bot. This is a clone. This is something.
Cyborg something. It's not good. There's never a history of sci-fi where this has been a good thing.
Right. And so you just got to get the jump on it and get after it.
Is that what we're saying? Okay. I think what we can do right now is get rid of belly buttons. Because you can't have this fear and expect to be a member of society. We're always watching out for Terminators. We gotta watch out for replicants, cyborgs, and the belly button's the number one key. I can't trust you in a foxhole with me if you're making me tape up my shit.
Sure, sure. So you're saying that your metric here is that it is just so ridiculous of a fear.
Yes.
That's not what we're here to find.
This fear is so ridiculous, Nick, that it's preventing you from having other funnier, ridiculous fears, like replicants or clones. So you got to get rid of this one.
So you got to get over this one because when those replicants come, and they are, by
and
the way,
they are, BT
do
Dub.
Not, come on now, that's happening. This is not going to be the paradise you think it is, because they will murder you.
That's what I'm saying. And you got to get over this fear of belly buttons, because you're going to be the first to get got, dude.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. You need the opposite of this fear. That's acceptable.
If you've learned anything from this show, it's you got to look at each other's belly buttons more often.
You got to be checking your friend's belly button.
I know all about Nick's lint situation, and that's important. It's important that I know that, because when the replicants come, they are going to come. I'm going to know Nick.
I do know. How many have you seen all of your friends' belly buttons? Like all of the closest ones?
I think
Now I'm like sitting here. I'm just trying to think of like how many times I've like gone to the pool or the beach with
someone. Yeah, I think between pools and beaches and then like cabin renting and stuff. Yeah, I think I've seen the belly buttons I need to see. I don't like
this feeling though of not knowing this. Like I'm like, now I'm going to have to walk up to people like, could you lift that up real quick?
When the replicants come, I need to be ready.
Yeah, I am going to need you just to lift that top up a little bit there and just show me. Oh, yeah, we're good. Thank you so much.
You're good.
Thank
you're set. Okay, so belly buttons can't win now.
I think belly buttons has to go. You're right. Okay. Now it's a three-way. We still have dance, mirrors and reflections, and gravity. Now, mirrors and reflections.
Okay.
I understand this, like I said, on a level of like, I don't want to say I've been scared necessarily, but I've had experiences with mirrors due to drugs that I get this, but I only get it when I'm on drugs. Like outside of drugs, mirrors, I'm like, what is it that you're afraid of? Is it just
drugs,
like
drugs are also going to be important in the future though? Because when the replicants come, they don't react to drugs. So that's another test we can do. If we can't figure out the belly button thing, we just give them drugs.
Well, and let's be clear too. They're going to give us a lot of drugs to pacify us and just take them.
Exactly.
Just don't fight it. Like, don't sit here and be the person who's like, I got to stay sober. Hey, it's all going down anyway.
It's all going down. Ride the wave. Here, you want a pro tip? Don't take the pills when they first give them to you. Save up five or six and then ride the walrus.
Exactly. That's the only strategy to keep you going. Like, but you take the drugs that they give you, whatever ones they give you, take them.
If anyone ever comes up to you and offers you free drugs,
you got to take them drugs.
Take them drugs.
No, this will be the government giving them to you, so it'll be fine. Like, and you should always, the government's never handed out drugs and it gone poorly.
Exactly. They never
created the crack epidemic was considered by many to be a great success. The people on crack loved it. The government was like, this is doing exactly what we wanted.
Those two parties very much had a good time.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the moment our show stopped.
Yeah,
we did it. We finally found the line. And we found it.
Where we're like, oh man, you're just gonna say that and just keep moving on, and we are, folks. So we mirrors are. And reflections.
I think it's easy to avoid mirrors too if you don't leave.
Is it the distortion? Do you think? Like, I'm focusing more on the reflection side. Like you mentioned, like you catch yourself in a puddle, right? You didn't expect to see yourself, but you know, someone just stepped in the puddle, so it's got a little ripples. And now you look at yourself and there's a distortion, right? This is now you're seeing yourself and the ugliness with inside of you maybe is what you're pulling out. You're like, you're thinking, or is that the fear that you're like, damn, am I this ugly?
Do you think it's mostly ugly people that are afraid of mirrors? Let's
open
up this line
of fear. That
would explain why me and Nick never understood it. Us bastards of sexuality. We don't get it.
You know this about me. You know this to be true. I, for years, I would say from the age of 16 to probably 25, would constantly have to be told by my friends, hey, could you look at me and not the mirror? Is there, like, they would see, they'd look around and immediately look for a reflection, and they would be like, oh, you're watching yourself talk to me, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like a psycho. And it was because I genuinely, I was like, should I get tested for narcissism? Because I was genuinely like enjoying watching my performance of talking to this person.
More than listening to them.
More than listening.
Yeah, I get like, that energy from, so maybe mirrors get to stick around.
This is how we're able to kind of help out and understand who the problem people are. Not necessarily a replicant, but it's like, damn, that person likes mirrors too much. You should be afraid of someone who likes a mirror too much.
Would you be? Oh, God. I'll say the choreography has really got me pissed off, too, because I don't understand what constitutes as dancing.
Sure.
Like, if you see some B-boys coming at you, yeah, that's dancing. You see some square dancers coming at you, that's good. But, like, the guy from the Talking Heads who's like, 18 miles to the love shit with his shoulders, is that dancing?
Justin and I have always said...
He's got moves, by the way. I'm not mocking the Love Shack guy. B-52's got rhythm.
Yeah, he's got rhythm. But I'm saying... Justin and I have always said, if you're out at a bar or something, especially if you're single and you're trying to mingle, you have to be moving and you should always be keeping the rhythm with either your head, your shoulders.
It's a body.
A body. Just showing that I'm active. I'm participating. I'm not just sitting at the wall. I'm not just sitting at my table, not doing anything. I'm actively participating. But I'm like, yeah, to your point, is that dance? And is that why, like, some people just, they're like, I can't, I'm so afraid. I think it's just, I believe this about the dance one. This to me is like, let's go a layer deeper. I think this is a fear of embarrassment.
It is. It's totally like, a fear of embarrassment. And I solved it.
Oh, well, please tell the people. Well, wait, do we want to put it behind a paywall first?
Yeah.
Do we want to start that Patreon?
No. Here's the thing. There's good dancers. I'm not arguing that.
Yes.
There's very 100%. Good dancers.
100%. Yep.
But there's like 10 of them. So don't be embarrassed if you're not one. Everyone else is the equal level of dance. Every movement you do is equal. No one's, unless you're fucking on so you think you can dance.
Yeah.
It's fine. No one cares. No one's ever cared at all. Just dance.
Well, and that's the thing.
Feel the rhythm.
Yeah. Just find a rhythm. Like just, there's, hey, some people, that's why the good Lord invented the snare drum. Okay. That is going to keep your time.
Why is that guy clapping on the one and the four?
Yeah. Like, all you got to do is follow that snare drum and just with your shoulders. Boom, 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 boom. And that's it. Now everyone's like, look at this guy.
Man, he's got the rhythm.
Here's the thing, too. I think to your point, Cody, it's not, I think the fear of dancing, right? Like, what we believe it to be embarrassment is that, like you said, everyone's going to be paying attention to your terrible dance moves. Here's what actually happens. If you are in a space where dancing is occurring and you're near it and you are not dancing, you are getting noticed.
Yes.
Because you are a negative energy and people can feel it.
If you dance really poorly in this space with a smile, everyone's in. Everybody's in. That's hell yeah.
And that's even true too. If you're really just fucking it up, like they're like, man, this guy does not know. Everyone is having a good time though. Because everyone enjoys watching someone let it go, right? Just release it and you're like, yeah, man, that's not the greatest, but I know that dude's happy. Exactly. I know there's a joy.
And that's why we have to let go of chorophobia, because you got to get it out of here. It's not strong enough.
I think so. No, and I agree. And I think it's just one of those things where it's like, I can't accept this on the boat. There's dancing on the boat.
Yeah.
We're dancing, folks. We're dancing. And I hope we helped you today. I hope we helped you understand. Find the snare drum.
Find the
in
rhythm.
Any song, move your shoulders with the snare drum. You're gonna, or even just your head, do that head bob. Just something. No, that is how you become invisible on a dance floor. That is how you do it. No one is gonna pay attention to you. No one's gonna care, but as long as you're just doing that. So I'm with you here. We're good. Koro's out. So now we have our final two here. We have Spectro and Gravity. Gravity to me is powerful because of the idea of like, if you're right, then we're screwed.
But the problem I have with Gravity is they're not. They're wrong.
Right.
You're wrong. There's nothing.
Well, that Gravity could go away.
There's situations where I think mirrors could definitely be scared.
I think, dude, how many times at night, right? It's like 3 a.m. You're waking up because you got to take a piss, right? And like, you're not going to turn on any lights in your house.
No.
Because you're just going to get to the bathroom.
Well, you don't want to scare the sleep away.
Well, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, but then there's always like, you get to your bathroom. And you do your business and then you go to wash your hands because that's important. And then you're like, you look before you look up at the mirror, you're like, okay, there's nothing behind me. There's no way there's anything behind me. That would be impossible. I would have seen it when I walked into this bathroom. But there's always a little party that's like looks up and you're like, oh, thank God there's nothing behind me. Oh, Oh, thank God. And like, I don't know. I don't want to give all the credit to the mirror. I'm saying cinema has provided this to us. That shot of there was nothing in the mirror, and now there's something in the mirror. And we are forever. It's the Jaws effect, right? It's like, I can't go on the beach because I'm afraid of sharks. It's all of that.
Let me tell you that. Let me hit you with this theory that I have. Humans are not meant to see what's behind them. We didn't evolve the ability to see behind us, correct?
Right.
So,
and we could have. And as a reminder, folks, evolution has done this to predator animals have their eyes closer to the front of their head so they can see ahead of them to attack and kill.
And
prey animals,
prey
animals have them much farther apart so they have a bigger scope of vision so they can see what's attacking them from all sides. So what you're saying is infinitely true. We could have evolved to be eyes on the sides of our heads, but we didn't.
Exactly.
And we're dominant. You're right. So we should.
I'm saying by having mirrors, we have spit in the face of God, and our human knowledge knows this, and it's going to come from the mirror. I don't know what it is, but whatever it comes is coming out of the mirror. I think I'm on the mirror tip now.
To be fair, you're making all the sense in the world. I gotta be honest about that. You're making all the sense in the world.
Yeah, dude.
Like, the amount of time where I'm like, I know definitively if I'm looking in a mirror and then all of a sudden it starts doing that like wobbly thing that it does in the Matrix.
Yeah.
I'm out. I'm done. Like, I'm dead. Like, I will pass out and die. Because that to me would be hands down the number one scariest thing that could ever
occur. Oh, dude, yeah,
occur.
When he touches it, it comes back with him. That's it. I would have gave up. Neil fought for his life. I'd be like, nah, dog, take it.
Nah, we're out. It's time to go. Out, bro. It's time to go, man. You know what? I live fast, die young. You know what I'm saying? Like,
die young, leave a pretty corpse. We have the same theory, but different ways of looking at it. I got to lock in spectrophear. I think spectrophobia, the fear of mirrors, is right. And I think that's where it's going to come from.
I like it. I'm wondering here with gravity. Right. We mentioned a few things when we were talking about it in group D. So go back and listen to that because it encompasses a few things, right? You are on the, like, there's the idea that you're tethered, that you don't, that maybe you're not a fan of. There's the fact that I can't walk off cliffs. I agree with them on that point.
Yeah. Just because the ground ends, I have to end my journey.
No, I want to go across. Like, I'm just trying to get to the other side of this big old hole, the Grand Canyon. I'm just trying to get over there. And now I gotta take a donkey? That doesn't seem right.
You're not
like
dad.
This at all. Yeah, don't tell me what to do, gravity. I do wish that we could have like some type of, I wish we could turn it off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
Because I wonder, do you think
if we go into space, we can escape gravity. In the way we actually think about gravity, the force that holds us to the earth, it is possible as humans to escape it. So if you're really afraid of gravity, we can get you gone. We can get you up there and
you know what?
You're free.
I'm done with gravity. And here's why. Cause you can't have it all the way. Cause I'm sitting here and as you're saying that, I was like, wait, but I think some of the fear is that you could lose gravity. But I'm like, then what are we talking about here? So you're mad that gravity is going to take you to the ground. And then you're also mad that if you didn't have it, what that would feel. I'm sorry. You don't make any sense. Like you can't. And also, by the way, gravity just is. Like,
yeah. By the way, this advice I'm about to give you is very real. And I'm sorry if you're suffering from gravity, but you got to get in there and get it out, dude. Melon ball, get in there. Get it out, dude.
Get it out of you. If this is a real thing that you're dealing with and I'll help you too. Most people carry their center of gravity is usually somewhere kind of right at their, like, it's kind of mid, but it's going to be a little bit lower unless you're like a dense up top, but like, it's going to be right below the belly button. You're going to want to get right in that, right kind of where your butt, if you could draw a line and it could come all the way through the biggest part of your butt and out the biggest part of your front, that's what we're trying to cut out. Yeah. That's what we got to get in there and get yourself a good chunk of that. I think it's take your weight, divide it by 24, I believe is the number, and that's going to be how much you got to take out.
All of it. And then after you take that out, though, your center of gravity will have switched. You need to get that, too.
And now your center of gravity is actually at your feet and at your like head. So you're going to need to work that then.
Yeah.
But then by then, you'll be pretty close to being
free.
Dead. So
free. No, sorry. The term we use is free.
Free. Yes. Here. So, yeah, I can't let you have gravity. I'm sorry.
What are you even talking about? It's got to be mirrors. The fear of spectrophobia, the easy one to pronounce.
Although I do want to shout out mirrors for always making me feel cool when I'm drunk. Like always being the best drunk test that there is. I think everyone, when they start drinking and they're like, I don't know if I'm drunk. And you go to take that piss and then you walk by a mirror and you're like, look at that cool guy. And then your brain's like, oh, we're drunk.
Yeah, dude.
So shout out to Samir's for doing that for me. I just want to, I don't know if I'm ever going to get the chance to say that again on this podcast. We don't do a lot of mirror talk on this podcast.
Not as much as apparently you want.
I think I'm good, but we could do if you want to do a 16 on mirrors, best mirrors. You got that one from Snow White.
You got just drunk bathroom mirror. One pulls a lot of heavy weight.
We got cracked mirrors. That are able to show you the complexities of the human, own.
We'll hit this later, but yeah,
we'll get this 16 going. We'll get this 16 going. Don't worry about it, folks. All right. We are going to move. Spectrophobia is our champion. This is you can have this fear. We hear you. We see you. We respect you. That's what we had to come to is this conclusion of which of these fears could we respect? And we're going to give it to you, spectrophobia. We're going to let you have it.
We understand, and you're allowed.
That's fine. All right, folks, that is it for us. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to about cha boys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend, wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe, and give us those 5 stars wherever you can.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just look up at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a whole 16-team tournament you'd like to see, if you want to make that mirror bracket for us, you can. We'll give you credit for it. Send that to us at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com.
As always, shout out to Charizard for that intro and outro music. You want to hear more of their stuff, head over to Bandcamp. Type in Charizard and replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us, folks. We got a whole new season coming out on Monday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.